You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's 4 minutes after 8 o'clock. Thanks very much for waking up on the right side with yours truly, John Carlson. And, of course, producer Phil and social media maven Brittany Perrault also take care.
Are you serious? Adios.
Says that you've got to start reminding people that not only do you have a lot of great stuff posted on KVI.com, including your USA Today piece on the issue of the gay ban and scouting, but also you have your own Twitter account, and people can follow you at KVI John Carlson, and you also have your Facebook fan page at John Carlson Radio. All those exciting things going on. And we also have a very special guest I wanted to talk to ever since I heard that the post office was going to ixnay Saturday mail delivery as of August. They suffered almost a $16 billion loss in the past year. They say if they cut back Saturday mail delivery, they'll save $2 billion. And I'm saying, boy, let's do the math on this. If it's $2 billion a day and they're delivering the mail for 6 days, that means they can save $12 billion if they cancel all mail delivery, but they'll still have a $4 billion surplus. Or they'll still have a $4 billion shortfall. How do they cut back then? Anyway, is this really necessary? You know, they actually used to have twice a day mail delivery, which they stopped, I think, in 1950, and it went to single day. And they've been trying for years to get rid of Saturday mail delivery. It looks like that is going to happen. They say that they've been doing major restructuring. But has that actually been taking place? We're going to talk to James Gattuso, James Gattuso, Senior Fellow at the Heritage Foundation on Economic Policy. It's good to have you here this morning, James. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, so it looks like that they've worn down resistance to this idea, both in Congress and the American people as a whole. Supposedly, a poll shows that 7 in 10 people support the switch to getting rid of Saturday delivery. There are a couple of Republican members of Congress who say it makes sense for them to do away with Saturday mail. What's your take on all this?
Well, you know, I think it's frankly a not just a sensible move, but a necessary move for the Postal Service. They don't have a whole lot of choices. As you pointed out, they had a $16 billion deficit last year. The deficit has been in the double-digit billions of dollars for the last 4 or 5 years. More importantly, it's not just a temporary downturn. It's not a recession of loss. The very nature of mail delivery has changed. People are not using it nearly to the extent that they were before. Volume is down by 37% since 2007.
Letters and volume of mail is down by more than a third in the last 5 years?
It's cratering. It really has taken a nosedive. The internet has been successful. This is not a failure of our economy. It's a success story. But the Postal Service is finding itself in the position that Kodak is in. And Kodak is struggling to survive, and the Postal Service is struggling to survive. So they don't have a lot of choices here.
Now, here's what they say. They say that since 2006, they've cut their annual cost $15 billion. We've reduced the size of our career workforce, they say, by 193,000 people. That's 28% of their workforce. Full-time workforce has been reduced. They've consolidated 200 mail processing locations. Is there any room left for, wage reductions, pension or benefit reductions, consolidations, closing postal facilities, et cetera, et cetera?
I think there is. Certainly they haven't really even started looking at benefit packages or wage rates yet. and that's going to come. They so far have been avoiding that, working on counting on attrition.
Well, here's the question that matters most. What does the average postal employee make compared to, say, the average FedEx or UPS employee?
Yeah, and I don't have the numbers at the tip of my tongue, but I think that they do quite well in comparison. The postal job has never been seen as a low-paying job by any means. So I think that is something that needs to be looked at. But the Postal Service's biggest problem, aside from the Internet, of course, the biggest problem, biggest obstacle to reform, frankly, is Congress itself. Congress has been, you look at it, has erected barriers to reform, barriers to the Postal Service acting like a normal business that have made their job even harder. The Postal Service tried to close rural post offices last year. We're talking about post offices that have 7 or 8 customers a week. And Congress put up a fit and basically made them back away from it.
Right. No, I should point out here that the Postal Service does not get a taxpayer subsidy. They operate as a regular business, but what happens when they run a huge deficit?
That's right. That's right.
What happens? What are they?
So far they have been running off of borrowed money from the Treasury, whatever cash on hand. And last year, $11 billion of their losses was covered by a pure default. They owed taxpayers $11 billion for pension payments. They just didn't make it. It was a default, pure and simple. So in the end, even though the Postal Service is independent, if it runs out of money, taxpayers will cover the bill. And that is a terrifying prospect, because we're talking about tens of billions of dollars a year.
Have there been any wage reductions, or have they trimmed back pension and health care plans at all?
Not anything substantially. They have been relying upon attrition to cut back the size of the workforce. Now, indirectly, compensation has been reduced by outsourcing. They have been increasingly using supermarkets, drugstores, convenience stores to
sell stamps and such.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is sort of
common sense.
Exactly. I was going to say it's a backdoor way of saving money, but it's not backdoor at all. It is a common sense way of saving money.
So looking forward then, going forward, I mean, they can't keep lopping days of delivery, can they? what are their options going forward?
You know, some people are talking about 10 years from now having 3 or 4 days a week delivery. That is, in this area, it's always dangerous to make a joke because it may become real. But I think ultimately, if the Postal Service is to survive, and there's no guarantee that it will survive, it's that bad out there. But if it is to survive, it needs a new business. Noticing the announcement yesterday, they said they were not going to cut out Saturday delivery of packages. Their package delivery business is growing, so maybe that's their new focus area. Maybe their focus area is logistics for companies.
Maybe you're right. They need a new revenue stream.
Yeah, and it's the same thing that Kodak went through a number of years ago. They tried to get into the printing business. It didn't work. It looks like Kodak is going to fail. Fujifilm faced the same question. They went into the chemical business, which is a natural outgrowth of the film business, and they're doing quite well. But it's going to take business sense, it's going to take innovation, it's going to take some creativity and competence. Those are not traditionally values that you associate with the post office.
Okay, so you're saying that even getting rid of Saturday mail delivery is at best a stopgap measure. By the way, how is the money actually saved? Okay, they don't have to run the postal vehicles on Saturday, but you know, does that mean they'll lay off workers that they no longer need?
Does that mean someone gets a
cut in pay? I mean, how does this translate into savings?
It'll be attrition, and it's not just the mail delivery trucks or letter carriers, it's the sorting centers. A lot of the behind-the-scenes activities just won't happen on Saturday.
Well, some people say, will mail carriers get the same amount of money for doing less work?
No. The number of mail carriers will be reduced.
Or postal employees.
That's right, postal employees.
Okay.
Now what I worry about is that Congress may step in and say, well, you can do this if you don't cut back jobs. You know, Congress or other outside political pressure could make this a meaningless gesture.
Right.
So I really am worried about the interference. It's funny, the Postal Service is not known for being a good manager, a good business manager, but Congress is making them look good by comparison.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. I appreciate you taking the time to go over this stuff with me, James.
Sure.
It's James Gattuso, Senior Fellow at the Heritage Foundation Economic Policy, talking about whether or not eliminating Saturday mail delivery is going to get the Postal Service out of the weeds, economically speaking. The answer is probably not.